one of the co-founders with his wife, Julie, Phil Todd, Swim with a Mission. And this organization has grown really above and beyond the initial focus of servicing and helping the Navy SEAL family and the National UDT Navy SEAL Museum in Fort Pierce, Florida, to a friendship, to a partnership, to an annual, almost a year-round event now. And what Phil's been able to do in a few short years, including the governor's State of the State address recently, where he talked about a new facility in Franklin, New Hampshire, which is a partnership which Phil's involved with Veterans Count, Easter Steals, the state, to get a first-of-its-kind veteran community that is innovative and, you know, organic. We're going to come back to that, but Phil's going to announce something now of what he's going to be doing and we're going to be doing, Benny Media, this show, across our stations, I hope, and certainly here on this show, honoring those who have given all. Navy SEALs and soldiers from New Hampshire who have died in the line of duty over the last 20 years, there's more than 90, and Phil's come up with a wonderful, wonderful, living, real, physical and virtual way where people can adopt and communities can get involved. Phil, thanks for being here, and I'm going to let you run with the rest.
Jack, great to be here, and thank you so much for everything you do for veterans, and we couldn't be more excited to partner up with you on this new project, which we're calling Never Forget, Jack, and that's exactly right. We can never forget. We have 93 soldiers from New Hampshire who, since September 11th, have given their lives on foreign soil, Afghanistan, Iraq, you know, came out of high schools, you know, all over New Hampshire, joined the military, became Marines, some became Rangers, some joined the Navy, right, the Coast Guard, did a deployment and were killed on foreign soil. And we're going to honor all 93 of them and their Gold Star families by putting up plaques, Jack, all over the state, every restaurant, every hotel, every commercial business, every school. You know, so wherever you go, we hopefully we'll get these plaques out there. And the plaques, you know, are beautifully designed by Spectrum Marketing. They do say never forget. Each one of them honors one of the 93 soldiers. But very exciting, you know, there is a tag on here which you can take your phone on and takes you to a landing page where we have all 93 soldiers there and their stories, right? It's a really links you to this digital platform. And we thought a lot about this, you know, how do we really honor our warriors who made the ultimate sacrifice and their families who made the ultimate sacrifice? And instead of erecting yet another statue, right, you know, that really is one dimensional, doesn't give you much of a story, we really want to put all of this online. You know, we have this Web 3.0, which sounds scary, that's coming, the metaverse. But it also gives us the opportunity to do a lot of stuff. And we're going to invite Gold Star families over time and friends who remember our soldiers to go onto the website and tell stories, post pictures, post video, so that this really becomes a very real living memorial that properly honors each of our soldiers who made the ultimate sacrifice, Jack. And thank you for jumping in here and supporting us. If you're hearing this message today and you're going to hear a lot more about it, you're the first ones to hear it if you're hearing it today, right here on Jack Heath's show at Benny Media. And all you have to do is go to our website, swam.org, S-W-A-M, swam.org, and click on the link, and you will see this come up. And there's an order form if you want to put one up in your business, if there's a place you know that this would look great. You can go and order one, and we hope everybody will.
In a few moments, Corey, during the break, we're going to post some pictures of these beautiful. J-Dog, you're looking at it. These are beautiful plaques. They can be put up. I don't care if you have an AutoZone business, a franchise, a restaurant, an insurance company, a bank, a hospital, schools. These are beautiful plaques that Swim With A Mission folks have put together. And when we come back, Phil's going to talk about the one plaque he has of Dan Healy, for example, from Exeter. But these are beautiful, attractive, classy plaques that honor one individual from that community that you're in. And what you want to do, as Phil said, go to the Swim With A Mission website, which is swam.org, short SWAM, SWAM.org. And you can click, and Phil has taken the time to geographically, with these 93 individuals, show the communities and regions. So there may have been a soldier, you know, their first deployment in Afghanistan, lost their life, and is from Epping. And there are a lot of businesses that I love in Epping, small business. And a lot of you listen, and you want to get one of these plaques up in your lobby. And, Phil, before we go to break, we're going to come back. It's not just remembering the fallen. It's the Gold Star family that might still be around, right? So if they live in that community, Phil, here's a powerful motivator. With all the divisiveness and craziness going on in the world, Phil and I will remind you all day long and all night, 330 million Americans, less than 1% serve. And these are the people that gave all. Phil, can you imagine being a family or Natalie Healy in Exeter if someone's listening and she goes out to get coffee or a sandwich and she sees on the wall one of your plaques honoring her son? What a nice tribute. And it's at a local level, right?
It really is, yeah. And Jack, I know you're looking at the plaque and, you know, your eyes immediately go to the American flag, but right on top of it is a huge gold star.
Right.
And I hope every Gold Star mom and every Gold Star father and every Gold Star sister or brother or wife or husband, when they see this plaque and they see this Gold Star, they know we're never going to forget, Jack. And as long as you're around and I'm around, we're never going to forget.
No, we're going to take a break. We're going to get these online. We're going to come back with Phil Taub, tell you how you can do this. If you want to call in and ask him a question or two, this is being announced first here on Good Morning New Hampshire on our WTPL, WEMJ, WASR, WTSN, Seacoast of New Hampshire, Seacoast of Maine. And it's really cool because when Phil first told me about this, and it, you know, he works all year round on this stuff, even though he's a very successful business attorney with Nixon Peabody, this is his mission, swim with a mission. And when he talked about this, and I think I haven't asked you this, Phil, but last summer when you had the swim week, and we're going to talk a little bit about how this year is going to be different with Green Berets and SEALs. But you took the time to come up with these bracelets with the names of these people, these soldiers who gave all. And was that somewhat of a seed that made you think of the plaques?
No, it really did, Jack, right? And we're doing it again this year. And registration is open for anybody that wants to swim across beautiful Newfound Lake on July 16th. Or you're not a swimmer, you want to go hang out with the Green Berets on July 15th and get through an obstacle course with the Green Berets. Everybody who signs up, you know, joins us in this, is getting one of these bracelets with one of our 93 soldiers from New Hampshire,
right,
with their story, you know. And so this is all of us together doing our little part here.
We're going to take a quick break, come back with more of this. But Phil, when I was a kid, and every time I see a POW MIA flag, I think of this. But when we were kids, you know, growing up, teenagers, and you're, you know, you could get these bracelets of a POW MIA with their name on it, and someone you didn't even know, but you could wear it as a show of love and support and respect. We're gonna go back with these hero plaques, swim with a mission, Phil Taub, back on Good Morning New Hampshire, and how you can get one right after this. You know, you don't think about it, but 93 New Hampshire soldiers, members of the military, gave all in the last 20 years or so. Mostly or largely in Iraq, Afghanistan, maybe Syria. And any of you who have seen Lone Survivor, Marcus Luttrell, the SEAL who made it out, Mark Wahlberg played. Dan Healy was prominently, his character was featured in that. He's from Exeter, New Hampshire. Phil, why don't you take a moment, Phil Taub, swim with a mission, and then we'll tell you about these plaques again, how you can get them. They're debuting these hero plaques for communities. And what we're looking for, folks, let me be crystal clear. And Phil can tell you why he started with Dan Healy on one and who he was and who he really still is spiritually within this Navy SEALs. But, Phil, we're looking for business owners out there, community places. It could be a recreation facility. It could be a school. Phil's talked to the Department of Education. We're trying to get these in our schools. Businesses, restaurants, pizza places, stores. Business owners, to put these plaques proudly in your community and in your business, you can go to SWAM, SWAM.org to register and get these. There are actually three different sizes. The big one is beautiful. But put that right by your front door because it's going to match a Gold Star soldier who gave their life, who gave all, and it's from that community of New Hampshire. So the people living there may not even know Phil. There are so many people have moved to Exeter, New Hampshire, who live in that area of Stratham, who don't even know about Dan Healy, right, Phil? Tell us about him.
That's right, Jack. And if Dan Healy was still alive today, he and I actually would be the same age. which is one of the reasons, you know, probably resonates with me. And I obviously never got to meet Dan, but I've been very blessed to get to know Dan's mom, Natalie Healy, who you mentioned, an amazing woman, and Dan's sister, Shannon. I got recently to meet Dan's son, Jacob, who lives down in Florida, who looks exactly like Dan does in the pictures, you know, that we still have of Dan. And, yeah, back in June 28th, 2005, Operation Red Wings, the Navy SEALs deployed four SEALs to go and do a recon mission, high-level target in a village. They were supposed to see if confirm that he was there, mm-hmm. And then report back. It was a very dangerous mission. They were out of communication, as people see in the movie Lone Survivor. They were discovered. They had a hard choice to make. And they got themselves, you know, in a battle where they were overpowered, outmatched. There were just too many, you know, of our enemies. And they sent for a quick response force. And leading that quick response force was Dan Healy, who was at a rank in his career where normally he wouldn't be part of that. He'd be back. But Dan wanted to be on those helicopters. He wanted to look his soldiers in the eyes, the guys he sent in there to fight that were in trouble, when they went to rescue them. And unfortunately, they took an RPG rocket right in, almost a lucky shot, into the helo. And everybody on board, including 13 SEALs, were killed that day. And at that moment in time, the worst day in the history of the Navy SEALs.
I was just going to ask, Phil, because you're so close with the SEAL family, is that the darkest day, the saddest day?
At that moment in time, it was. You know, unfortunately, there was another incident not long after that where two helicopters of SEALs were killed, Extortion 17. And we lost a lot of great Americans that day as well. But, you know, really, you know, Dan, I think, you know, I obviously didn't get to know him, but he was doing what he loved doing.
Right.
He was in the fight. He was keeping us free.
Is it true he was an Eagle Scout?
Yeah, he was.
I mean, he was just one of those people who grew up in Exeter, and his mom, she told me, you just knew when he was 12 or 13 he was going to do something great, right? I mean, he just was one of those people.
Yeah. And he wanted to serve our country, right? And, yeah. And, you know, he made it into the Special Forces. Not everybody does. There's a big weeding out process, and you know, and he was doing his duty, and you know, for that we're grateful.
In the character that played him in the movie, when they would go talk to him about, if you heard radio contact from our guys up there in the hills, and they'd have to go knock on his door, Skipper, you know, he had the beard. And he's wearing the flip-flops. The character was just so cool, you know, just so always cool, under fire, low-key, kind of walking out to the radio to talk to him. And there was a mix-up with what planes or air support was available before they finally went up there to try and get him. And sad but a wonderful movie. But again, Phil, we are going to the top of the hour. These plaques tell us one more time who, what, when, where, how people. We want to get these across the community, the towns, the cities, the buildings in New Hampshire. I want, within 6 months or a year, Phil, to have hundreds of these out there in the communities and businesses in New Hampshire to honor those who gave all, right?
Thank you, Jack. Yes, if you're listening to this and you are patriotic, a great American, and you want to do something, just something small, to make sure that we never forget our soldiers from New Hampshire and their families who made the ultimate sacrifice, it's pretty easy. You just go to our website. We made this as easy as possible. Go to swam.org. Look up the honor wall. Honor wall, and you can order a plaque to put up wherever you think is appropriate.
Corey's already on it. Thank you. All right, Phil. We'll catch you next week with an update. Thank you.